Hello, members of the Interior Therapist community. This is Dr. Peter Malinowski. I am glad to be with you again for this premium episode, number 56T, Getting in Touch with God Images. This premium podcast comes out weekly for members of the Interior Therapist community. These are Catholic therapists that have come together in order to learn more about internal family systems and parts work, not only for their clients, but primarily for our own human formation. Thank you to those of you from the ITC community who were at the Catholic Psychotherapy Association webinar on February 19th, 2021. That one I titled, Why Do I Avoid God? A Catholic IFS-Informed Approach to Parts Problematic God Images. Now, in that webinar, we went through the six Fs. The six Fs are how we start working with parts in internal family systems. The six Fs are finding a target part, focusing on that target part, fleshing out that target part, assessing how the client feels toward that target part, befriending that target part, and understanding that target part's fears. Now, in that webinar, I didn't have time to do our final group experiential exercise. And Jean specifically asked for it. Her sharp eyes saw it on the outline, the handout that I had for participants. Our dear Jody suggested that we do a podcast episode just on that. And I thought that is a great idea. And not only are we going to obviously put this up in the Interior Therapist community app on Mighty Networks, I'm also going to put this on our landing page so that clinicians, Catholic clinicians that might be interested in joining us in the ITC can get an idea of what these premium podcasts are like. What kinds of experiential exercises do we do? All right. So I'm just going to invite you to kind of settle in. We're going to be looking at some kind of spiritual struggle, something to do with God images. One of the points that I made in the webinar was that, you know, every part has its own image of God. It has some way of construing God. And there's a whole religion that gets built around that God image and the way that that part understands itself. And the more separated that part is from the core self, the more distorted, the more heretical those God images can become. And so with a big open heart, I'm inviting you to see if you can get the space, if you can get the permission to work with a part that's really struggling spiritually. Most of the time when there's a spiritual struggle, it's really a struggle at the core about images of God and images of who I am. And so let's just see if we can do that, right? We're going to be looking for a trailhead, right? And a trailhead is some kind of internal experience or behavior, could be an external behavior, could be an emotion, an image, an inner voice, a thought, a belief, a desire, a body sensation, an impulse, something that's noticeable, something that's distressing. Usually it's pretty intense. Usually it's not well understood. It could be what we would often think of as symptoms, right? If we bring that trailhead into focus, though, if we follow that trailhead, it will lead us to a part, that target part. A trailhead is always connected to a part, usually a part in distress. The trailhead points to that part. It's a signal that the distressed part is generating to call attention to its distress. So usually we find the trailhead first, and then we follow it to the target part. So the spiritual struggle, let's just bring that back to the fore, right? Let's just bring that up. Let's not run from it like we might have impulses to do, at least from time to time, but just bring that spiritual struggle into our focus if it seems okay with our protector parts. Let's just check that out. Is it okay for us to look at this spiritual struggle? What have I been struggling with lately in my spiritual life? And we're going to we're going to see what in that struggle might be a trailhead to take us to a part that's in distress. Some kind of spiritual distress. So we're going to slow this down. See if our protectors can give us the space. A lot of gratitude for protectors that are willing to step back and give us room to be able to try something new, to approach the spiritual struggle in a new way, a way of understanding, a way of collaboration, a way of gentleness, a way of kindness, a way of compassion, a way of mercy. And if your protectors can step back, if you can get the space to look at this struggle through new eyes, what are you noticing? In whatever way a part wants to share with you its struggle, let it share it with you in that way. Could be words, could be images, could be memories, could be a scene from a movie. However it wants to try to share its experience, we're going to ask you to focus on that part. Once you find that part, I'm just going to see if you can focus your attention on that part. See if your protectors can give you room for that. Not trying to change anything. We're just looking to understand. Notice what's happening. Let the part fill you in on any details it wants you to know as it becomes fleshed out. And at this point, I'm going to invite you to just notice how you're feeling toward that target part, that part that's got that spiritual struggle. If you're feeling those eight C's, calm, compassionate, connected, courageous, all of those attributes of the self, creativity, the curiosity, if there's a sense of confidence, if there's clarity, kindness. Great. That's wonderful. But if you're noticing that maybe there's some criticism, some judgment, some coldness, anything kind of negative, see if the protector part that's got that kind of position, see if it would give you some space. See if they'll let you work with this part that's got some kind of spiritual struggle, got some God image issues. See if that part would step to the side. It doesn't have to go away. It doesn't have to like leave the situation. I'm just asking if it can give you some room to try something really different. To see if you, your core self, can befriend that part, if that part's willing to enter into that connection and that relationship with you. Being together quietly. So the part can show you whatever it needs you to witness, whatever it needs you to know, whatever it needs you to understand about its experience, so that it doesn't have to be alone and alienated in your system. I'm going to invite you to just be with that part. And if it seems good, if you and your part are in this place where it can tell you about its fears, this is a time and a place that where that can happen. Because these struggles with God, or the spiritual struggles, are often driven by fear. Could be driven by something else. And if your journey is taking you in a different direction, that's okay too. Just take what's helpful from this. Leave the rest. Just going to invite you to connect. Let that part tell you all about it. If you're in a good place for that, if you have the approval of your protectors. If you have the approval of your protectors, and let that part know that it doesn't have to be the end. This doesn't have to be the end of the discussion about that spiritual struggle. You can come together in relationship again. Might make some plans about when that would happen. It's great to be able to check in with parts on a regular basis, a predictable basis. Okay, so, you know, clinicians, this is just a going through of the six Fs. We did have a particular focus on God images because that's what the webinar was about. But these are the kinds of things you can do with clients. Obviously, you want to tailor it when you're working one-on-one. You want to tailor it to the particular responses for your clients. I'm doing this in a broader, more general way because, you know, I'm not in a one-on-one situation, obviously, when I'm doing a premium podcast. But yeah, tailor it. Get into it. Try it. Just kind of experiment with some of this stuff. See what happens. And if you're ever feeling like you're in over your head, you can go back to how you know how to do therapy, right? You can always go back to the ways that you were doing therapy before. If it seems like it's just, you know, if it's going in a direction that you don't understand, you don't feel comfortable, do what you know then. But work in these things. Think about these six Fs as you continue with your clinical work. And if you're not already in the interior therapist community and it's something that you'd like to find out more about, I'd love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to reach out to me at PTM. Those are my initials for Peter Thomas Malinowski. PTM at soulsandhearts.com. My cell phone, 317-567-9594. All right. And with that, we'll invoke our patroness and our patron, Our Lady, our Mother. Untire of knots, pray for us. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.